Welcome to season three.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out in anyway,
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out.
Good evening, Andy.
Good evening, Leo.
Don't do that again. I feel like I'm in a church.
Did you not like that?
No, I didn't. It was awful. Absolutely right. Terrible. Start again. Live, you say.
What do you mean I have to edit something? Oh, that's grim. That's absolutely grim. Do you know, before I ask you how your week's been, I should mention we've had some feedback from last week.
Oh, what?
So, you know, I served episode last week. There was a
What episode?
Served.
Oh, yeah.
Served in the last week.
Dead air.
There was a lot of dead air. To a point where Julian had said, I thought my radio had bust.
Well, it's funny because I listened back and I was like, oh, the headphones have gone dead. And then I realised what was going on. Because I was listening, but half listening. So I was listening what was going on. But I was doing something else, obviously. I had listening, half listening. And I was like, what's happened? And then I realised it was a bit we've got the cards out. And I realised it had gone quiet. So I was like, what?
We're both enthralled in our own cards. And we thought, actually, we're supposed to be...
talking here.
Yeah.
Yeah. No good for radios. No. No good for TV.
Face for radio.
I'm yet to find out what I'm good at.
Yeah. I don't know
what I'm good at. I've
got a list of what I'm terrible at.
Like I said, this is not a sad thing, but I don't think I've ever done anything in my life and gone, I found my niche. I genuinely don't think I've done anything and gone, hold the phone, hold my beer.
Yeah, don't have to be anything good. You're quite good at magic. I'll give you that.
No, but I'm not, though. I can do a couple of shady tricks.
You're not dynamo.
But
you hate him as well.
And I unpopular opinion. But like on a scale, I can do some things with magic cards or whatever, but they're not wow. They're not amazing. I know people can do better things than me with magic and cards and stuff.
You're a very good father and husband.
But once again, I know people are probably better than me.
Oh yeah, you're not going to be an Olympian.
No, this is what I'm saying. I've not found anything that I am like above average at, will go then, or extremely good at.
Oh, I think I'd definitely put you in that category.
A proficient. Efficient.
Other people would maybe ask you the point. We on your wife and your kids.
Yeah. I'm good at it. Okay. Hey, I can do it. I can put a I can bloody have a good go at it. I'm a trier, I'll tell you that for a fact. But I genuinely have not found anything that I would hang my hat on and go, oh, fucking hell, I'm good at that.
Yeah, I've toiled with this quite a lot. I'm exactly the same. Do we need it? Because I talk to people all the time and like they have a real passion for stuff. I don't.
There's
nothing that I'm absolutely enthralled with. But I'm happy that this is my life.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, should I have something like that?
Mm. Like, yeah. Yeah, I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking more like, I want to be excellent. Like, someone give me a spinning top, I'd be enthralled with it and go, this is brilliant. But I won't become a master spinning topper.
But do you need to?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I think I'm missing somewhere where... Because I know people who've done something, and it's like, next thing you know, they're training to be an Olympian. You're like, how's that happened? Well, I just got on a bike and I was really good and my legs were strong. I was like, what? I've never done that.
You've not tried everything yet.
Like, I've not picked up a stick and got a bit of string and thrown it in and gone, like, I can fish from in here. This should be...
Yeah, but that's because you had that bad experience.
He's touched me.
I'm finally admitting it. That fishing trip.
You ground me down that much. I'm like, yeah.
It's the memory.
Oh my God, out. I remember. Yeah. I just took his maggot to keep it warm.
Oh dear me.
By the way, no, that did not happen. I'm going to clear that up now.
Do you know what? This is season 3, episode 57. Do you know how many episodes that is?
57.
No, this is 195 episodes.
And once again, we've not done one proficiently that I would say we're an expert at.
Yeah.
So even this, I can't even say I can hang my hat on and say I'm good at it. I'm not good at going on telly. You got us banned.
I shut the programme down.
I still tell people that. We went up one day, next day they cancelled it. What the hell happened there?
Let me loose, didn't you, on my own?
No.
And that was it. Bad times. How's your week been?
Good, I've had a much better week this week.
Oh, that's nice to
hear. Much better week. I had a great week. I've had a better week.
Above average.
Yeah. say it's Monday. So I'm hanging out on Monday to be a better day. From Monday to Sunday, terrible. But Monday today has been a better day.
We'll start the week as in today.
Yeah, I've been at the old centre all day.
Someone asked me today if you was a if you was dead. A day of the week, what day?
It's a day of the week. What would you be?
What would you be?
I quite like a Wednesday. No, I don't. Tuesday, Monday.
Like for you, maybe like your personality that would fit a type of day of the week.
I don't know how to answer that question.
So I said I'd be Wednesday. Because Wednesday's like in the middle, isn't it?
Well, I went Wednesday to start with, by the way.
So my thought behind being a Wednesday is that it's quite annoying sometimes, but it's all right as well other times. And I think that can be me. I can piss people off. And if you get to Wednesday and you've had a bad week, that's me. But sometimes you get to Wednesday and go, it's nearly Friday. So you're kind of there, aren't you? And I think that's a little bit... People are either with me or massively against me.
I think I quite like a Thursday.
Yeah, because that's warming you up towards a week.
But Thursday's the day where I try and start tying my jobs off and try and get things ready so I can have an easier Friday.
That's Tuesday. I have a busy Monday. Calm it right down, Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm normally still a bit rough on a Monday for work. Tuesday, I've settled and I'm still rough. My eyes are clearing up a bit. Wednesday, I'm like, I'm too tired.
Back on it.
Thursday, we work. Friday, we're on it.
Yeah, I think that works. So what's gone good for you this week then? What's gone good for you today?
Just I managed to tie a lot of things off. I've managed to
feel productive.
Yeah, I feel like I've had a productive day. I've got my emails down from about 2,000 to about 100.
3,000.
Yeah, so like, do you know when you like tying things off and going, right, that's done, that's packed, that's done that. Still not, I'm still not out of the woods yet. And I'm finding I don't want to talk about work. But anyway.
Football tonight.
Yeah. So kids went, we had futsal league.
Coach.
Yeah. Did a bit for the time being.
How was it?
It was all right, yeah. Enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, but like, I'm not an awkward person. But I disagree. But I can sometimes make things awkward by...
I'd agree.
By, like, like not being shy, but like not wanting to be over the top. So like, I'm trying to mind myself. That makes sense. I walk in and think I'm chuffing Dalgleish back in order. Like
I said, that we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to want to be able to do everything right now.
Yeah.
You remember when you first taught classes?
I was awesome, mate.
Not your first class, you want?
Oh, but, mate, I'll tell you what.
I know.
I was great at it and everything.
I remember my first class. It was absolutely awful. In fact, my last class was awful.
Yesterday.
I've got no better.
Yeah. No, like I said, I'm enjoying it and stuff. It's just finding the dynamic of, because obviously other coaches have been there for ages. I don't want to be walking in going, right, here we go. Because I ain't got the ability or the nous to do that.
I think as well, a good coach will learn.
Yeah.
A good instructor, a good teacher, a good MP will go,
yeah,
I've done that. That went well. That didn't go well. Let's change it up for next time.
Yeah. Or we can get back to the other coach. Come back.
That's what
relieves me. Majuice.
The kids have been sending emails to me.
Yeah. What's he doing?
What's that awkward one doing?
Yeah. What's that baldy doing? What's he wrong with him?
Why is he keep telling me to run over there?
When the ball's over there. No, I enjoyed it though. It's great.
That's good. That's the main thing. Because if you don't enjoy it, they're not going to enjoy it.
Yeah. Like I say, I just love watching football at the moment. It's brilliant. Especially with kids.
Yeah.
Went to watch Ava on Saturday. They drew 1-1. They should have won 4 or 5-0, but that's football, and it was one of them games where you're like, their coach was kicking off and stuff. I'm thinking, but it's been a good game. Doing a game just doesn't fall for you. Know what you can do about it. Yes, it's there from the girls. Their coach is kicking off. I was like,
yeah, I'm not into that.
I want to
balance in the middle of being really frustrated and going, we're all winners here today.
Yeah. I'm not like that. But as long as effort's there. I mean, yeah, you don't seem to get absolutely hammered, but if they've tried and run and it's not clicked or it's not worked or they need to work on something, that's fine. That's life. Yeah. I mean, I can't, like I say, I can't get all right. But I keep trying.
Exactly,
I put the effort in.
That's exactly life. Isn't it?
Put the effort in. How's your week been, mate?
Ups and downs. But you know
what? Stairs.
Ups and downs, stairs, yeah. Falling down, walking up. One thing I've got from this week is we've got to do things that we enjoy doing, I think, more. So, like football, if it's something that you're into,
do it. Don't let me do it the whole time.
Me and Andy have got into playing Scrabble.
I know, I'm so jealous.
And I'm really, really, really enjoying it. It's really good. So I've got that. Lexi sent me a picture the other night. She was watching our YouTube video to go to sleep. So she's watching.
She fell asleep to our video.
Well, I said, oh, that would be a good one to go to sleep to. And she said, actually, it was quite funny. I didn't go to sleep to it. So that was good.
Tell that.
And I'm off to go see everyone's happy.
Very good.
So do the things that
make you happy.
Things that make you happy. That's what I've got out of the last week. Speaking of things that make me happy, this week's topic.
Makes you happy?
Yeah. Yeah, it really does. Well, it does. So we're going to talk about pettiness.
Right, I'm so glad you said that, because I was thinking, have I looked at the wrong bloody thing again here?
No, what makes me happy is I feel like I could do with a little more pettiness in my life.
Oh, God.
Right.
We can disagree.
Do you want me to tell you? So let me tell you the story first. So this all sort of started about getting the idea about doing this, because a guy at work, so Murray at work, he was telling about his brother. So I've got to tell you this story. I'll probably get it wrong. So his brother knew somebody who just started working at this estate agents, and he'd been there about 3 months and he'd not passed his probation, so they let him go. While he was there, they'd done some like promotional pictures, and one of them was putting his face on like a billboard. Bit awkward, isn't it, if they've let him go. So they put this advertisement then on Facebook. So he'd commented on this picture saying, bring back, I can't remember what he said his name was, Alan Smith, say, bring back Alan Smith. And then there was another post like a week later, and he'd commented something on that, just something random. He said, like, what's the size of the kitchen? The owner of the estate agents then contacted him and said, can you please stop commenting on these posts? Well, that was it. Red rag.
Off he went.
Everything. He commented on everything. Nothing rude or anything like that, but just kept commenting. When somebody tells you you can't do something, you do it. And that, so right. Also, by commenting on they put a post on one day, he'd comment on it, and if you comment on it, you got put into a draw, prize draw.
Did you win?
He won it. So I had to go into these theatres and collect his prize. And people have been asking, what is this with? Do you like really like houses and stuff? Because you keep commenting on stuff. It's like, no, I just explained it.
I'm really petty.
This has been going on for about 2 years. And that level of commitment is something I want. I think I need that in my life.
Yeah.
I think if you go into that level. Also, I've got a couple of stories there. One, I knew somebody who split with his girlfriend and she took one of every pair of his socks. This may have subconsciously drawn me to why I always wear odd socks now.
Just in case, can't get him on that one.
Yeah. And then I heard a story, another one, similar sort of line. Somebody had split up with their partner and took the glass plate out of the microwave.
That's better. See, I've heard, I know it's a wise tale, I don't know, but I've heard that someone split with a partner and legally they got half of everything, if that makes sense. So that guy literally went home and cut everything in half.
Yeah.
Cut the settee in half, cut chairs in half, cut telly in half, and literally cut everything in half and then took half of everything with him and said, well, I don't even got out in half. But apparently, he went round the whole house, just cutting everything out, shirts, the lot.
I genuinely think that's a true story. I think that'll happen more than once. I don't think that's a wise tale. I've heard the same story.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally just chainsawed straight from
the end. Yeah, chainsaw, yeah. And then just took half it with him.
That is pettiness to another level. Are you petty?
No, I can't do it. I ain't got time. As in, like, I ain't got time, but I try to let things go. If that makes sense.
Yeah,
I don't like, because my thing is, I can't stand people who are petty over little things. So like grammar bullies are my worst thing. And I just think, you're being petty.
That's me. You're looking straight at me.
Like, you're being petty. What's it matter? There's a time and a place. I think I've said this about 100 times on this podcast. There's a time and a place to be punctual and have grammar and everything in the right context and country. But if I'm sending you, so if I email you, for example, at work, and it's just like, look, can you sort this, that, and the other tonight? I need you to do this, that, and the end of. I don't care if I've spelled things wrong. I don't care if my grammar's wrong. Can you understand what I've asked you to do? Yes, you can. Now, if I'm writing an email to you to respond for a complaint, then yeah, I can't have grammar, that's terrible. I can't have bad spelling punctuation. I get it. But oh man, the amount of people who will and just pick the I'm like, do you know what it says? Yeah, so what's it matter? What's it matter? And if someone said it to me, I won't go, oh, look at this person. They can't even conform letters together.
So I was asking some people at work about this the other day, and somebody was telling me that if somebody asks him to do something and you know full well that that's not going to work, he'll do it anyway, but exactly as you've said to do it. Rather than go, look,
I know, yeah.
Because certain people will not take that, will they? If you ask me to do something and I think, oh, I'm definitely right, you're going to do it. He'll go, all right, I'll do it. I'll show you that you've done it.
So he's one of them people that are going to get run over by a train or something. Someone said, you need to take 10 paces that way and not 9 and not 8.
Yeah. It goes back to the days, isn't it, when we used to ask people to like check posters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Can you take that poster down? Because I've seen it's out of date.
Yeah.
The one next to it's out of date. You didn't ask me to do that.
Yeah. Can you go find this poster and bring it? Oh, yeah. That. People still don't know you, would you believe? You walk past the same poster going, I just set it down 3 days ago.
I don't think that's pettiness. I mean, that's stupidness.
No, but it is petty in the fact that they've done exactly what you've told me to do. I had no common sense. Like you say, I could say there's a poster on the lift down there. They've walked past 3 posters. They've got the exact same thing on there. Because you've done exactly as you've told them.
So whenever I think of petty, again, I've asked people about this, and somebody was saying that their mum, when they're driving, they don't like to be overtaken.
Like, 100, 200, are you just speeding down that way?
If someone overtakes them, they will then get back in to overtake them. And even at the point where they've gone out the way to get past them, I'll go, I'll get past them, I'll come off at this next junction, I'll come back. That is the level of commitment I like.
That I quite like.
I think pettiness in the car is the worst. Like, you know, like parking. If you know that somebody's parked stupid, I almost want to do the same. The problem you get then is that, say if somebody parked over a line on a space and then you do the same, when they move,
you look like you're
the idiot. Yeah.
See, do you know what I do? I go park somewhere else. I let it go.
Yeah, I would, because I...
No, you wouldn't. Exactly. You said, you're boxing me, you'll write a letter saying you're absolute asshole.
Did I have to... I told you about when me and Andy put a letter on somebody's car outside my house?
I think so.
So, I'd got a couple of parking tickets, so I'd got the yellow.
Bless me.
Bless you.
Keep talking, go on. Where's the cat in here?
So... I've got a couple of parking tickets, and I kept the yellow thing for some reason.
And as you do.
This woman, and it is a woman, I knew it was a lady, she'd pulled in to a space that could fit 2 cars in, and then she'd just parked right in the middle so only her car could fit in. There was absolutely plenty of room if she'd have moved up to get out as well. And I was just like, why have you done that? So I drove past her, round the corner, parked up. She'd gone out to go wherever she wanted. So I'd come in the house. Andy, what should we write? So I wrote a little note in this thing and went and stuck it on the windscreen.
What did the note say?
You park like a noob. I wasn't going to be massively rude.
And she'll be like, what's a noob?
Yeah, I'm sure I put noob.
Or boob.
Yeah.
Or tits.
You park like a breast. Yeah. Idiot. Shall I? Do you want me to go for a couple of ones that we've had sent in?
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of scorned people. We've just said about people that have been cheated.
Scorned?
Scorned. Like couples that are split.
Okay.
So, this scorned. One.
Hang on, I've never heard the word scorned.
Have you not?
Scorned.
Scorned.
I thought you'd try to say scorned. A lot of people have been scorned before. Scorned?
Very middle class.
Scorned. 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 Scorned.
Scorned.
No.
Scorned. Like burnt.
Scalded.
Yeah, but you won't say scalded. You say
scalded. You never say scorn.
Now I'm questioning it.
You burned, so you scalded. You're probably more right than I am.
Right. Sorry. It's automatic, doesn't it?
Writer. Yeah, you are writer than me.
I am. So,
you know what I mean, though? You know what I
knew what you meant.
It's a true fucking nothing. You knew exactly what I was on about.
I didn't mean to. It just came out.
So, do you know, I had a bad habit of going worser It's not worse, it's worse, and then it's worse, and then it's worse. You don't anything that's worser.
Yeah.
Worse. And she say worser. And so used to pick me up at all time and it's like, what's the matter? You're not all about.
Yeah, bad.
Worse.
Badder.
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 Really badder. Right, my boyfriend cheated on me, so I persuaded him to get matching tattoos. He went first and I left. Oh, that's harsh, isn't it? I suppose it depends what the tattoo is.
Yeah,
you know, if you've got like initials, you're all right with initials. We're all right if we split, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Where are we? My neighbour keeps vacuuming his floor while I'm sleeping. I started vacuuming the ceiling at 3 a.m. So must be in a flat.
Yeah. That's like friends here with the poor guy.
Yeah,
the
yeah. So I'm presuming if you're sleeping, maybe they're vacuuming it in the morning and then you're not happy with that. So you're a night owl and you start vacuuming the ceiling.
Do it.
It's huge pettiness.
I mean, you're okay to do that. So I've not a problem. If he's been round and said, look, come on, can you do it at a different time or something? I'm sleeping or whatever. And then he refused to do it. Fair's war. Off you go.
Yeah.
But if he's not even approached that, then...
As well, because I think if you got up in the morning and vacuumed up at 9 o'clock, but if you were somebody else that slept in till 10,
yeah,
it's not a problem, is it?
No, that's what I'm saying. You can't monitor someone for that. Speaking of people who vacuum early in the morning, my mate's mum, so used to vacuum really early to the point where we go out on piss, we end up crashing his house, and like 5 in the morning, you're like I'd lay on the floor in bedroom, like. I'm like, what is going on? Turn that off. I'm trying to sleep here.
I'm sleeping in your house.
Yeah. Can you please not do it? Yeah. But once again, if it was like 9 o'clock, I didn't even say 8 o'clock, it's fine. It was 5 o'clock in the morning. So we'd only not been in long, got our heads down, do you know what I mean? And like, what are you? And she's coming room over and I'm like on the floor. Uber's coming around near my head.
She just wanted to see you.
I'm like, what's going on?
I've had stories where like, you're like next door playing music and you're like, right, I'm going to play my music even louder.
So once again, we must be noises at neighbours because they're noisy to us sometimes. Do you know, like say,
yeah, you can hear through a wall.
I ain't got a problem either. Do you know, like one, two in the morning, I ain't got a problem. I'm just like roll over, put my headphones, but I'll go to sleep. It's annoying if that makes sense. But then I think, well, we must be noisy to them because we stay up till late. We have people around, so fair's fair. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I ain't gonna go and complain, you know.
I've got my neighbours doing some renovations, so they're banging a lot.
Renovations,
yes. Scorned renovations.
I know what renovations is, by the way. I don't know how that is.
But it don't bother me. Do you know what I mean?
No.
The people that used to live there used to play music like early in the morning or late at night. Again, it didn't bother me.
Good music?
Not really.
What was it?
Well, no music's good when you're just listening to it through a wall, though, is it? It's like somebody's earphones playing, and you can just sort of hear it in the background. So it's not like I'm sat in here singing.
I quite like it.
One of them used to play guitar. That was all right.
You could hear guitar? Is that what in your room?
Well, a lot of it was like, if I was downstairs, they'd have the back door open and sitting there in the middle of the room. And you could hear them strumming away.
The back door open. Strumming away. Ooh, innuendos. Let's go. What are we talking about then?
My summer final one we've got in. My husband. This could have come from Amy. My husband pissed me off.
My pissed bed. That was going to say. My husband pissed bed.
So I rubbed his nose in it. Like a dog. My husband pissed me off. So when he wasn't looking, I poured water on the floor in front of the dishwasher. He spent the last 2 hours trying to fix it.
It's not bad, that.
It's harsh, though, isn't it?
The problem is, I'd go, guess what, I can't fix the dishwasher.
Yeah. And
500 quid later, no room of it. Yeah. I can't find out love.
Taking a wall down. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I need some pettiness in my life.
I think I'm meant to be a bit more petty.
I think it's got to be done to a clever level.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You're more prankstery. So it's not petty, it's more mischievous.
Yeah.
Like, I find people who are petty who like hold a grudge over really stupid things. Like, I know people who've not spoke together because they didn't take a bin out or something, or that when they were working together.
Open the door.
Yeah. That's Betty.
Yeah, we don't need Petty in our lives.
Yeah.
I like the idea of being a little bit mischievous.
That's what I'm saying. Pranksterish is better. Yeah. Trying to go out your way to...
You're almost...
Do you see the funny side? It's funny. Like that dishwasher thing. That's like... That's funny if as you threw it and they've got like the front off and they go, yeah, and put more on the floor. Oh, you bloody prankster. If you can take a joke, you're all right.
Yeah, you've got like sledgehammer on. You swing it out the kitchen. I think it's doing it. You're almost, the good pettiness is going out of your way, but not in a destructive type of way. So like, I think if you don't take your trolley back at the supermarket, you should take it back. Don't just put it in the bin next year. Don't be a lazy get, just take it back. If somebody don't do that, we're not going to puncture the tyres at all.
No.
But we could...
Should the trolley to the car.
Box four trolleys around...
The car.
Around the car.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that. Good.
So, I saw this thing. This guy was in America, and there was, like, posters on the street. They said, like, pick up your dog poo and stuff like that. Or it was... Susie's got a dance competition, man. And he was like a designer and artist. So what he kept doing is he'd like make the posters better. So take the size, don't be dropping dog poo, and draw a dog and you do it really nicely just because you'd say it looked better. That's quite petty, but in a nice way.
Yeah. Have you seen the guy in London?
I don't know about that.
Seen the guy in London that
which guy? Loads of guys in London.
Is he called Mikey? Biker Mikey or something like that? See him on TikTok and stuff. He was on Good Morning Britain the other day. And he does these YouTube videos where there's a specific road where it's like there's always a lot of traffic in the left lane to turn left. So people have been driving in the right-hand lane when there's no coming the other way to turn right rather than sit in traffic. And he goes, gets his bike in the middle of the road and just don't let them pass. And they're there like, well, let me pass. I'm on it. I'm just turning right. I'm not doing anything wrong. Well, you are. You can't drive in this lane. He's right in what he does. And he gets loads of views and stuff.
I don't know what he's doing, though.
He's basically saying, them coming into the opposite lane, they are doing wrong. He's just stopping them.
Huh. So right, they turn left again and lay down the road?
They're trying to turn right. I'd have to show you one video to explain it properly. But, yeah, he's doing right, but he's doing wrong at the same time.
He's being petty about it.
He's pretty petty. Because it's not bothering him. It shouldn't bother him. If they have an accident, that's on them.
Yeah.
As long as they don't knock him over, obviously. But rather than them queuing traffic, they've sort of come into the opposite.
Yeah,
come on the opposite side of the road to turn right, where all that traffic's queued up to turn left.
So what I'd say is, has he got a bad do with his life?
Well, this is kind of what people say. He says he's doing like a justice.
Boring bastard. Go find someone else to do, mate. Get a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever floats your boat.
Getting a lot of views. He's probably earning money from it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people getting views over some terrible things. Yeah, it's sort of scary. I can't remember who it is, but someone's, I don't know if she's suing either, but apparently there's nudes of her that are AI generated. Yeah. Some famous woman, good narrow it down.
From London.
I was like, no, I'm going to say, because definitely some famous singer and some AI imagery's come out. Pornographic, and it's not even her. It's like just being like it's false thingy. It sounds like it looks like might have been her, but like she's gonna sue like some AI thing because it's obviously not her. What a scary world we live in.
That could be the start of somewhere as well, can it?
Yeah.
Do you know what else has got me really petty this week?
What?
Talking of like social media, have you seen how busy Spudman is?
I know who Spudman is.
Spudman's this guy of TikTok. He's making a mint.
Oh, Spudman.
He says a jacket potato van. I had a jacket too, man. He's making a mint. Absolute mint. I reckon he's making about $6,000 just off TikTok a month.
How? What's he doing?
Just selling a lot. He's just... Do you remember seeing that Bingley's Mega Chippy?
No.
It was just this craze on TikTok, and everybody was going to this chippy in Birmingham. This guy's got a spud van, and because he films it, honestly, there was queuing the other day. I think he was giving free spuds away. But there must have been 2,000 people there. There was queuing from like 7 o'clock in the morning. And they had to have police there as well to sort of manage it. Oh, man. Oh. Think about the days when...
What a stupid world we live in.
It's a fad, isn't it? But, hey, if people are going to jump on it, I'd be all over it as well.
I can't wait for us to go to war because these people aren't going to survive. Do you mean? I think
he won't be going to war. He'll be preparing up food for York.
No, but those 2,000 people in that queue have got no better to do and absolute nutters.
Yeah. So this is in Tamworth. Tamworth's like Midlands.
I don't know Tamworth is.
I think it's sort of Midlands.
I've heard of Tamworth.
Somebody had come from like Norwich.
What an idiot. What an idiot. Why? Why? See, I've been there.
Yeah.
This is. But kids do that. That's fine. Kids.
We have a very sheep nation, don't we?
Oh, ridiculous. Like the whole prime thing, it's fine. I've not got a problem with, like, you know, kids collecting primes, like pods and Faraday. You know, like there's some that's getting the thingy. But when adults are doing it, I'm just like, have a word with yourself.
Put the Lego down.
Lego. I can sort of tolerate Lego, unless they're building like.
What can't you tolerate?
Barbie Lego. Like, you know, they're building kids' stupid Lego, then that's right. But they're building like a Death Star, or they're building like some sort of Star Wars, or one of those big Harry Potter castles. I can take that. That's fine. That's like doing a jigsaw, because it's challenging.
I'll ask again. What can't you tolerate? What is adults collecting that does your tits in?
Stamps, coins, butterflies.
Just a load of shit.
I don't get it.
People are
weak. Have a passion. I don't know.
We've gone full circle.
That is it.
Well, let's end there.
Could you collect things?
No. I like stuff like, I mean, I say that and I look across and I've got
loads of
six who only falls.
Yeah, because I was about to say, I can't people stand there and falls an horse. Get a grip, it ended ages ago.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
But like, I've got them old comics that I have upstairs in frames. I want like have a room full of them.
No. What did I see the other day? This guy, he had like it was like Marvel, but it was like toys. Do you know, like toys that were unopened toys? Yeah. Like, do you know, like figures and stuff? And he was like, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to say it's good. But like, he had like really old, like first edition, like say Batman's, yeah, mint condition in a box. The fucking point. It's not designed to be. It's a toy, for Christ's sake. Play with it.
That's someone's had a
depressed or impressed. I don't know what the word is. Childhood.
Stoned.
Wasn't allowed to play with toys as a kid. It's crazy. It baffles me. Serial killers. That's what they are.
They are. Yeah, they wouldn't surprise you, would it? The front page of the paper.
But, yeah, but like, why? Play with toys. Do some. I don't know.
That'll definitely be cut up for the next trail. Lily toys.
Yeah.
Right, let's wrap it up. I will see you next Thursday.
Oh, it's next Thursday. Monday today. What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Willis?
I don't know. I'll see you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday, mate.
Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.